Like a lot of 17-year-old boys, high school for Trace Whitlock isn't just about what happens in the classroom. It's also about girls.
Do you have a crush?
Trace has cerebral palsy. He can't walk or speak. But like any embarrassed teenager, he laughs.
Okay, does she go to your school?
Trace communicates by typing on a computer that generates a voice to tell us his future career.
A game programmer.
Right now, he's creating an iPod app so kids with disabilities can decorate and race virtual wheelchairs. Trace is a computer whiz. So when a charter school opened up near Tampa with an emphasis on computers, Trace had to apply. But when his family went for a tour of Pivot Charter School, Trace says the principal told him, "You can't come here."
Do you know why? What they told you?
I can't go to the bathroom by myself.
Tanya Whitlock is Trace's mom. She says that's not fair.
The medications that Trace is on, he doesn't go to the bathroom very often. But if he has to go, there needs to be somebody there. And that was our only request that we did ask for.
They've been fighting to get him into Pivot Charter School for the past 5 months.
It's like we're begging people to just please let him go to your school.
The school's principal is Carmela David. She wouldn't talk about Trace specifically or agree to be recorded. She says her school does serve some students with disabilities. But records show that no students with Trace's level of needs go to Pivot. And that's typical for most Florida charter schools. State Impact Florida and the Miami Herald analyzed enrollment data on kids with severe disabilities, like Trace, kids with cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, and autism. Our investigation found that more than 85% of Florida charter schools don't have a single student with a severe disability. That's compared to half of traditional public schools. Take Jacksonville, Florida. There are more than 1,000 students in that district with a severe disability. One attends a charter school. Other counties don't have any such students.
If we had similar patterns of exclusion of kids by gender or race, I think there would be much more outrage than there is.
That's Thomas Hare. Back in the Clinton administration, he was the top official in charge of special education, and he helped rewrite federal disability law. Hare says he's seen the same pattern in San Diego, Boston, New Orleans, nationwide. Hare says charter schools are not serving the neediest students.
I think that there is a disincentive to enroll these kids because they do cost more money to educate.
For instance, in Florida's largest school district, Miami-Dade, state funding only covers about 60% of the cost of educating a severely disabled student. The district has to make up the difference. This year, that's $27 million. State and federal laws say no school, traditional or charter, is allowed to turn away kids because it's too expensive to educate them. But there's a loophole. The law also says students with severe disabilities can only go to schools that provide the services they need. Our investigation found that most Florida charter schools do not offer those services. And so kids with severe disabilities aren't even eligible for most charter schools. Adam Miller oversees charter schools at the Florida Department of Education. He says traditional public schools can share expensive special needs resources, like special ed teachers, across many schools. But each charter school operates on its own.
It would be challenging for a single school to set up a program for a single student, which I think is why you see that, for the most part, that doesn't happen.
It didn't happen for Belkis Vigil and her son David in Miami. He's 7 and has autism. David won't eat anything but pizza, and it has to be Papa John's pizza. He can tell the difference. He's super affectionate, but he can get territorial.
Really? Oh, no.
You don't want her in your room?
Room.
You want her to go out?
Go out.
That's not very nice, David.
No.
Vigil says she tried to enroll David in several Miami charter schools because students are supposed to get one-on-one attention. But she says they all told her the same thing.
Oh, we don't take them. We don't have the facilities for a special needs child. Nobody. The tears that I would cry because of the rejection, it was constant.
Charter school advocates say give us time. Lynn Norman Tech is spokesperson for the Florida Consortium of Public Charter Schools. She says many traditional public schools didn't serve kids with special needs until federal laws forced them to in the 1970s.
As we move into the next phase of charter schools, I imagine that the children with disabilities will be next. Unfortunately, just like they were an afterthought in the traditional public school, not necessarily an afterthought, but they came with time. I think that will happen in time, especially now that the movement is maturing.
She says specialized charter schools are starting to pop up throughout the state, designed specifically for kids with severe disabilities. In Orange County, which includes Orlando, there's a network of such charter schools, and more than twice as many disabled students attend Orange County charter schools than any other county. But in Miami-Dade, there are only two of those specialized charter schools, both for kids with autism. In the rest of the district's 86 other charter schools, there's only one student with a severe disability. Vigil says the two specialty schools are in high demand, and she couldn't get David in. Now he's going to a private school where he gets a state-funded McKay scholarship for students with disabilities. It's another option for parents and kids not happy with their traditional public school. But David's parents still have to pay $7,000 a year to put him in that private school. And remember Trace, the computer whiz from Tampa? He's now going to a traditional public school that has a special program for kids with autism. His mom says he doesn't even have autism. He has cerebral palsy.
We had to compromise. We had to settle with an environment that we knew wasn't absolutely the best for him because we didn't have any other choices.
Trey says he desperately wants to be with the regular kids.
I want to prove to them that I can be in normal classes.
And the girl Trace has a crush on, she's in one of those normal classes. But he's off in a different part of the school, so he's never had the chance to tell her how he feels. I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.